With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey there, awesome listeners. Welcome back to Calm Over Chaos, your daily dose of stoic wisdom sprinkled with a healthy dose of real talk. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and if you're anything like me, you know that life can feel like a wild roller coaster sometimes. Ups and downs, twists and turns, it's enough to leave you feeling dizzy and drained. But guess what? We don't have to be at the mercy of every emotion that comes our way. Today, we're diving deep into the art of managing emotions and finding that elusive inner peace. Think of this as your daily toolkit for navigating the chaos and staying grounded amidst the storm. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs big and small. Ever felt like you were on a tightrope, balancing between happiness and anxiety, frustration and contentment? You know that feeling when something seemingly insignificant sets off a chain reaction of emotions? Well, friends, we're going to learn how to master our emotional responses, turn those chaotic waves into calm ripples, and find that inner peace we all crave. Ready to level up your emotional game? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First things first, understand this. Your emotions aren't always in control. We often fall prey to the knee-jerk reaction, letting our feelings dictate our actions. Think of it like a reflex when something stings, you instinctively pull your hand away. But what if we could pause before reacting? What if we could observe those emotions without judgment, like clouds drifting across the sky? That's where mindfulness comes in, practicing awareness and acceptance of what we're feeling, allowing us to respond instead of just reacting. It's like taking a mental step back and saying, hey, I see you, anger, but I don't have to be consumed by you. Second, remember that you are not alone in this emotional rollercoaster ride. Everyone experiences ups and downs, moments of joy and sorrow, frustration and triumph. We all struggle with managing our emotions sometimes. Talking about it, sharing your experiences with trusted friends or family can make a world of difference. Remember, vulnerability is strength, not weakness. Third, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, what's missing, or what could be better. But shifting our focus to the good things big and small can have a profound impact on our emotional well-being. Take a moment each day to appreciate the simple joys. A warm cup of coffee, a sunny sky, and a good laugh with a friend. Cultivating gratitude acts like a mental filter, allowing us to see the beauty in everyday moments. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during tough times. We're all human, we make mistakes, we stumble, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up over imperfections or setbacks, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend. Remember, progress isn't always linear, it's a journey with its share of ups and downs. Finally, find activities that bring you joy and peace. Whether it's reading, listening to music, spending time in nature, or engaging in creative pursuits, make time for things that nourish your soul. These activities serve as anchors, helping us stay grounded and centered amidst the chaos. Okay, let's get real with a scenario. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting. Your frustration levels are soaring, thoughts racing like a wild herd of horses. You could succumb to road rage, honking your horn and snapping at other drivers, adding fuel to the fire. Or you could take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings of frustration, put on some calming music, and practice mindful driving. Focus on your surroundings, appreciate the beauty of a sunset, or simply listen to your favorite tunes. See? You have choices. Every situation presents an opportunity to respond with calmness and grace instead of letting our emotions run the show. Remember those 5 key takeaways we discussed. Mindfulness, connection, gratitude, self-compassion, and joy-inducing activities. They are your secret weapons for navigating the emotional rollercoaster and finding that inner peace. So, go forth and conquer your day with a calm mind and a grateful heart. Take action today, practice one of these strategies, share this episode with a friend who could benefit from some stoic wisdom, or leave a comment below telling me what resonates most with you. Until next time, stay calm, my friends, and remember, chaos can't touch you if your mind remains at peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.